أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه إلى الله ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. In the previous ayats we read the purpose of the revelation of the Quran Sharif to warn people of the day of Qiyamah and to warn the whole of mankind. And the day of Qiyamah is such a concern that a person should have, like Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. On one occasion, one of his ministers saw him after he had left his kingdom and told him that what a fool you are, you had such a kingdom and you gave it up and you are living like a pauper, like a poor person now. He said that if you, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي النَّارِ. There is going to be one group that has been determined already who is going to Jannat and one group that is going to Jahannam. And if you can tell me in which group I am, and I'm in the group of Jannat, then I have no problem, I can go back to my kingdom again. But if you cannot tell me, then I have to strive for it, that Allah puts my name in the group of those people who are going to Jannat. So that deep concern a person should have. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion the whole night he only read this ayat, Fariqun fil Jannah wa Fariqun fil Sa'ir. One group will be in Jannat, one group will be in Jahannam. And he read it with such anguish that 8 jinnat passed away during that period, pitying him, that how, with what anguish and what worry he is reading it. So we also really should have that concern that how our mort will come and whether we're going to be in Jannat or Jahannam. This worldly life is very, very temporary. It is just like a bubble on the water. The real everlasting life will be there. Yeah, we can't tolerate the sting of one mosquito. We can't tolerate one fly troubling us. How will it be in Jahannam? So a person should have that concern. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. اور جس بات میں جھگرا کرتے ہو تم لوگ. And all those things which you are disputing about amongst yourselves. Which religion is right? Which mazhab is right? What things should be done? All the lot of differences. Between husband and wife there are differences. Between brothers there are differences. All the differences that are, فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So اس کا فیصلہ ہے اللہ کے حوالے. And the decision and who is right and who is wrong. Yeah, everyone wants to prove himself right. And everyone wants to prove the next person wrong. But who is really right and wrong? That is from Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah is the decision maker and Allah has given the clear decisions in the Quran. If we sincerely follow Quran and Hadith, the deen, then we will know exactly who is right and who is wrong. And Allah Himself will make those decisions very clearly and give the verdicts on the day of Qiyamah. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَاللَّهِ جُو مِيرَا وَاللَّهِ رَبْ مِيرَا اُسِي پَرْ هَي مُجْكُو بھروسَ. That is my Rabb Allah, and I trust solely and only upon Him. Also we should see that how much of Tawheed have we got? How much do we trust our own planning, our own brains, our own effort? And how much do we trust Allah Ta'ala? Does even inshaAllah come on our tongue that if Allah wishes this must happen, or we just say, I'll do this, I'll organize that, we become the gods of our own actions. And we trust other people, we trust the infrastructure of our company, infrastructure of the government of the world, but our eyes and our thoughts don't go to Allah. Whereas Allah alone is the doer of everything. وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيب اُسِي كِ طَرَفْ مِيرِ رُجُوْ هَي. And only to Him do I incline. How much do our hearts incline to Allah? Physically, how much do we make our namazes? How much tilawat do we make? How much do we incline? Whereas a true banda of Allah will say, I incline only towards Him, towards Allah. Allah fatiru samawati wal ard bana nikalne wala asmanu ka aur zameen ka. He is the one who has planned and created the heavens and the earth. We make one house, we feel so proud about it. We just made some renovation, some addition, and we talk so much and think about it and go and see it over and over. Allah has created the heavens and the earth. What a great creation of Allah. And we're seeing it all the time. We're living on the earth. We are living under the skies, but we don't see the hand of Allah and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwaja. Banadiya tumhari waste tumhi me se jore. And Allah has made your partners from for you, from amongst you. What a great ni'mat to have a partner, to have a wife. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To have a husband, what a great ni'mat. And Allah made those partners. But how many of us appreciate it in the least? But how much don't we abuse this ni'mat of Allah? How don't we belittle and rubbish our spouses? And we don't appreciate that Allah, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that your wife is Layla Badaste Mawla. She is your queen. She is your hur of hurul in, given to you by the hand of Allah Ta'ala. But how much do we appreciate? When we lose them, then we start crying. But we should appreciate while we have these great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has given us. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا or چوپائیوں میں سے جورے. And Allah made partners in the animals also. And in that, this refers also that the procurement to have children, to have offspring. What a great qudrat of Allah. Allah has made it such. One Adam and Hawa, and from there all the people of the world. What complexion, what background, different types of people from one man and woman. And from us, today if we think our grandfather, great-grandfather, that their partners, they were husband and wife, all their children spread out in the world. One brother went to New Zealand, one went to Australia, one went to Barbados, throughout the world, and where the children, and what businesses they are doing, what achievements they have made. So this is all the qudrat of Allah. Today I'm proud, I'm my father, great-grandfather, and all this I've got, but we don't see it's the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. يَذْرَوْكُمْ فِي بِكَارْتَ هِي تُمْكُ اُسِي تَرَى. And Allah spreads you out in the world. Like for example, on Eid's day, many social occasions, the dada, dadi will say, I want all my children, all my grandchildren, all must be here. Today, how many families have family, the family gets together again. All this, see how Allah has spread us where and where in the world. We were four or five brothers, few sisters. We were living together in one little room or one little house. But today they are spread out in the whole world. Where and where? This is all the work of Allah. This is what Allah is calling us on, to recognize how Allah has done all this. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And if we do that, we'll come to this conclusion. نَهِي هَيْ اُسْكِ تَرَحْسَ كُوِي. There is nobody and nothing like Allah. You'll become a die heart of Allah. You'll give your everything for Allah. If only we could recognize Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. اور وَهِي هَيْ سُنَّ وَالَا دیکھنے والا. And he is the one who hears everything. What is passing in your heart, he hears also. What you are planning in your mind, he hears. And he has knowledge of everything what is happening. If we really become subservient to Allah and recognize Allah, we will have Jannat in this world. It won't be a matter of giving up gunas. Gunas will leave us themselves. And we will be enjoying. In Jannat, there will be no gunas. There is no question of gunas. If a person gets Jannat's life here, there won't be any gunas and sins in his life either. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What another great quality of Allah. اسی کے پاس ہے کنجیاں آسمانوں کی اور زمین کی. Only he has the keys. He possesses the conditions of the heavens and the earth. It is he who gives gives iman and makes somebody a kafir. It is he who makes somebody pious and somebody disobedient. It is he who makes somebody handsome and beautiful and somebody ugly and despicable. It is he who gives somebody riches and makes somebody in want and need. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah manifests this in this way. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Rozi jiske waste chahe, phela deta hai, rozi jiske waste chahe, aur maaf kar deta hai. It is Allah, when He wants to, He gives rozi open-handedly. And a person just sees his rozi coming in from all sides, from this investment, from that investment, from this business. Somebody is giving him this present, somebody is doing that for him. Rozi is just flowing, he can't even sit down to write it down. And another person, so tight he is his hand, that he can't even feed himself, forget his family. So this is all in the hands of Allah. And a person who makes his connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens the doors for such a person. Whether it is of health, whether it is of rozi, whether it is of iman and amal, getting closeness to Allah, it is a matter of making connection to Allah Ta'ala. Innahu bikulli shay'in alim. Wo har cheez ki khabar rakhta hai. He has got knowledge of each and everything. And Allah's knowledge is that Allah doesn't have to go to the computer to check up. Allah doesn't have to click any buttons and take out any old files and go in the archives. Everything is in front of Allah all the time. What a great being, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, to whom we are going to return. We have to just make our connection with Him, and everything He will make in our favor.